Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read three passages of Scripture. First out of Joshua, and then out of the Gospel of Luke, and then out of the letter of James. First Joshua, chapter 24, toward the end of the book. Joshua writes this, beginning in verse 14. So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worship. Serve the Lord alone. But, he says, if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And then the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. They were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. And the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. And then the letter of James in chapter 4. This is Jesus' half-brother. Again, beginning at verse 13 of chapter 4. You should know better, he says, than to say, today or tomorrow we will go to the city. We will do business there for a year and make a lot of money. What do you know about tomorrow? How can you be so sure about your life? Well, how did you like the NCAA Division I Final Four basketball championship game last night? I wonder who picked those two teams to experience that final shining moment as March Madness began about a month ago. And of course, there's that special moment after the game, after all the analysis by the experts, which officially closes out college basketball for the season. The video clips of the highs and the lows of the tournament are shown with the iconic theme song of the tournament, One Shining Moment, playing while tournament moments flash on the screen. A special moment, indeed, to close with. The words and the music and the images of plays and players woven together in those few minutes points us to far more than just the trophy one college basketball team, in this case UConn, holds high and puts in their trophy case, emblematic of the best in college basketball. It causes all of us, or should cause all of us, to reflect and remember those things in life we think of striving for, those shining moments when we have had and again can have a chance to reach for the stars, to become all we were created to be, and to also lift others to experience their shining moments that lay before them, reminding us in the midst of the ups and the downs of life's journey of what's really important. What shining moments of importance are before us, using the gifts and the abilities and the resources that God has provided to reach for all we can be and to help others around us to reach for all they can be also. Reminding us of the God we serve, the God of the empty tomb we remember as we celebrate Easter in a few days, the God who created it all and is overall, the God who will use those shining moments in our lives in ways only he can to weave together relationships in the lives of his children for our good, for the good of others, and ultimately all for his glory. It reminds me that last night was the 35th playing of the song, One Shining Moment, at the end of that championship game. It would have been the 36th time, except for the COVID pandemic's cancellation of the game and the tournament in 2020. The song was written by a man named Dave Barrett. A friend heard it and introduced Dave and the song to CBS, who loved it and scheduled it to be played at the conclusion of Super Bowl 21 on January 25th, 1987, then being played in the Rose Bowl. But post-game interviews after the Super Bowl ran longer than expected, and the song never made it on the air. Dave Barrett was, of course, disappointed until CBS, also broadcasting the NCAA Division I basketball tournament a few months later, decided to use it at the conclusion of that year's 1987 Final Four championship game. That year's Final Four was in New Orleans, at the Superdome. A dear friend, then living in New Orleans, and former University of Florida place kicker Brian Clark, who taught Nathan how to kick, invited Nathan and me to attend the Final Four with him. It was our first Final Four ever. The teams in that year's Final Four were Indiana, who beat Syracuse in the championship game on Monday night on a Keith Smart jump shot from the corner. The UNLV Running Rebels with Jerry Tarkanian at the helm, and the Providence College Friars with a senior leader and point guard by the name of, you guessed it, Billy Donovan. Only God could have laid out the course that would cross Billy's life and mine years later from that first encounter, leading to years spent growing in Christ and fellowship together, prayer and devotional times before his games in college and now in the NBA, and weekly Bible studies and prayer, and all else that God would do to bless his life and mine together. Also leading to this devotional call-in study every Tuesday morning, which Billy asked me to start over 10 years ago, and 534 Tuesday morning devotional call-in sessions later. God's always providing moments in our lives of shining moments, not only for our good, but to impact for good the lives of others, making clear to the world, like Joshua made clear, whom we serve. We serve the Lord, following him, to serve his children everywhere. This Holy Week reminds us once again of the amazing love of God for us, a love that climbed on a cross, was laid in a borrowed tomb, and then rose back to life for you and for me and for all the world. A love that calls each of us to reach out with him to touch the world around us, a love that we see lived out by so many in the world around us, whether in hospitals, through medical personnel, by churches and civil servants in our police and fire departments, disaster relief teams which faced the tragedies in the earthquake in Turkey, the tornadoes in Mississippi and Arkansas, storms impacting so many in the South and the Midwest, and other needs being met by folks living out shining moments of their lives by helping others without hesitation in their moments of need. Shining moments of eternal opportunities that God always provides, moments for us to shine where we give the very best of ourselves and touch and lift others around us and so much more with no expectation of return, recognition, or reward, but simply all to the glory of God as he smiles down upon you and me. Not for a trophy or for money or for stuff, not for praise or power or position or any other gods, small g, and idols the world says are important, but simply answering God's call and following his example of sacrifice for us to also sacrificially serve others as God's hands, his feet, and heart in all the world. The God of the empty tomb, the God Joshua followed, weaves our lives together always and especially in times like these, in times of need, in times of heartache and hopelessness, in times of difficulty and despair, which we all experience at times, and always when he does, for our good, for the good of others, and for his glory. All creating moments for us to shine, shining moments of eternal good in your life and mine, here and hereafter, because of God working through us in the lives around us who are better because we lived and because we cared. The ball is tipped, and there you are, running for your life, a shooting star. But time is short, and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone. And when it's done, you always did your best. Because inside you knew, with one shining moment, you reached for the sky. One shining moment, you were willing to try. Shining moments with God, lifting others always and forever. My friends, God always presents us with opportunities to reach and live out shining moments where we are the best self we can be, with Him, for ourselves, and for others. It's Easter, and the God of the empty tomb is once again lifting, loving, and leading us to keep reaching for those shining moments of eternal impact with Him for all those He calls us to serve. Moments to shine everywhere we are, here and for eternity, with every breath we take. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank You for what You did for us. You sent Your Son so long ago as a baby in a manger, then lived among us, and then He went to the cross for us. And 3 days later, the tomb was empty. He was risen to remind us, to lift us, to encourage us, to, as that moment was a shining moment in the world forever and ever, to lift us to those moments He gives us for us to shine, shining moments that we might impact the world around us for our good, for the good of others, and all for Your glory. Help us, Lord, to do that. Help us by sending folks to us and walking with us through those times so that we might be a blessing to them, lift them in their lives, so that we might have just another shining moment in our lives, doing good for all the world, for those in front of us, for those You bring to us, all for Your glory. In Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.